This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Help me welcome to the program Sean Kenny. He is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing?
I'm good. Good to have you back on the program. Once a regular guest on Charlottesville Right Now. When you were with the party, and now you've moved on to some other projects and new things, and we congratulate you on that. And tell us first, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was excellent, as a matter of fact. Went down to Wilmington, North Carolina, visited the in-laws. It was beautiful down there. It was a good 60, 70 degrees most of the time. Pat put on about 5 pounds. but otherwise, it was good to see the family and whatnot.
And tell us about the pie.
It was chocolate pie.
Ooh, really? Wow. That sounds good.
Yeah, I did right. I did all right.
I have to say, we went to Waynesville, North Carolina, one of my favorite places in the world. For folks who don't know, it's about 45 minutes west of Asheville, way up in the mountains of far western North Carolina, in that little part of North Carolina that's between Tennessee and Georgia. And beautiful, beautiful place. But I was surprised that Allison's family's up there, and I was surprised that pie was an afterthought. And it didn't really come up until I said something about it. I said, "Aren't we having pie?" And I felt sort of bad because I'm just a guest, but they said, "Yeah, I guess we probably should make some pie." And I'm like, "Well, yeah, it's Thanksgiving."
Thanksgiving.
So they threw together a pumpkin pie at the last minute, and I feel bad to say this, but it was so undercooked. They had to put it back in the oven, and it was sort of gross. Undercooked pumpkin pie is with the wet crust on the bottom. It's not a nice thing.
It reputedly, Missy can make an excellent pumpkin pie, but sadly, I'm not a fan of pumpkin pie at all. Never have been.
I love sweet potato. That's my favorite. Sweet potato and then maybe like apple.
Wow.
But I've never had a chocolate pie.
No, they're great.
That sounds mighty good. Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, let's talk a little politics. Share with us first your reaction to events of the last few weeks.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, first of all, Democrats finally have a 6-5 majority in the delegation. Not only did they pick up Tom Davis's old seat, not only were they successful in pushing out Thelma Drake, but also, I think it was probably a shock to most folks, probably of Tom Perriello most of all, but Virgil Goode appears to be that he's lost his seat in the 5th. I know things are heading to a recount. But in this day and age with touchscreen voting or whatnot, it's really very difficult to find dimpled chads on something that's electronic. Tom looks like he's going to be the next representative for the 5th District, which is would be shocking in and of itself to most Republicans, if not for the fact that Virginia actually voted Democratic for the first time since 1964. That in and of itself is indicative of either one of two things. Either A, the Democrats had the right environment and right candidate for the right time, and Virginians have finally, that perhaps maybe the Republican renaissance that began in the mid-90s has finally come to a close, or that the Virginia Republicans are just in such disarray at this point and need to kind of go back to the shop and rethink things that, maybe it's time to figure out exactly what we believe, where we stand, and how we're going to carry the good fight into the next 4 years. Because, frankly, with 2009 coming up, the Democrats have a 3-way battle for the governor's spot, but Bob McDonnell's probably one of the better candidates we've had in a long time, probably since George Allen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I think he's going to run really strong.
So in that regard, we really have a great candidate. We have between Bowling, McDonnell. My favorite would be Ken Cuccinelli for Attorney General. Some might disagree, but we really have a great slate of gubernatorial candidates. And let's be honest, you flip it back to 2005, I don't think anybody would have said that this was a Democratic stronghold at all. And so change can come very quickly in Virginia. With the right candidates and the right issues, we can certainly flip this state back to the Republican column.
We're talking with Sean Kenny. He's the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, I was talking with Dave Wasserman a couple of weeks ago. He's the House editor at the Cook Political Report, a regular guest on this program. It's his job to track all the House races, the congressional House races. And he told us on this program that the Tom Perriello victory in the 5th District in Virginia was the upset of 08, out of all the races, any races anywhere in the country, that's the one that caught everyone by surprise and hands down was the greatest upset. What does it say anything to you as a Republican about the 5th District or about politics in Virginia?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I mean, Tom Perriello was obviously a very well-funded candidate. Obviously, the folks on the left have had their eye on Virgil Goode for a couple of years. Al Weed has run two campaigns in a row. But Virgil's never quite run below – I mean, he's never run below 56% in any election he's ever had. And this year, something's flipped, something changed. Of course, Virgil was quite vocal in those last 2 years. Obviously, there was the Keith Elmore gaffe. Obviously, his stand on immigration was probably anchoring the right. Is it indicative that Virgil's Tom Perriello actually reflects the values of the 5th District? I'm not quite certain that's the case. And obviously, you know, Tom's worked very hard to make himself a moderate, and he's worked very hard to sort of put himself in a centrist position. But the fact of the matter is that for most folks in the 5th District, Tom Perriello's values simply don't reflect their own. Did Virgil do himself any favors with the campaign he run is a better question to ask. I don't think there are many observers outside looking in that say that Virgil ran the best campaign this time around. In years past, he's certainly done much better. So was it a perfect storm? Perhaps. The flip side of course, is, you know, I mean, how many times are you going to hear a Republican say it was a perfect storm in Virginia? I mean, you had Kane, you have Warner, you have Virgil Goode, you have Thelma Drake out there. At some point in time, we have to go back to the workshed and find out what's working for us and what's not. And obviously, on the Republican side of the aisle, there's a lot of navel-gazing right now about how we need to fix things.
Well, let's talk about that. We're talking with Sean Kenny, the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Let's talk about just that fact. And give us your idea of what is working and what needs work. Tell us if you think that these really tough questions that the GOP in Virginia is really going to ask and, more importantly, answer those questions and do something about it.
Well, obviously, the advance is coming up this weekend. That's typically because it's called the RPV advance because Republicans don't retreat. Ha ha. They're going to go back there this weekend and start asking some of those hard questions. I know that there's been a lot of talk about jettisoning some part of the Republican coalition, so to speak, whether it's getting rid of the libertarians or getting rid of the social conservatives or becoming reformers rather than conservatives or embracing moderatism. All of those approaches and ideology aren't the problem at its root, in my opinion. What you saw, and I think in the 5th District, clearly elucidates the problem. In little old Fluvanna County in the Columbia District, all the way in the corner of the county, you're talking a rural district, Republican presence there, GOTV, all those really basic things that campaigns are supposed to do really didn't exist. There was at least one attorney, a volunteer that came in from Albemarle County because they had a surplus of volunteers, two people working inside the polls, counting Democratic names. They would take that back to a call center. The Democrats were extremely well organized. There's an old saying that sort of goes along the lines of amateurs talk tactics, professionals talk logistics. And I think at the logistical level, the Republican Party of Virginia is a wreck, and I don't think there's too many people that would argue that point. What we need to do, at least as far as the activists, grassroots, and some of these paid professionals, they need to go back in the workshed and figure out how we get this logistics train back on track. It's somewhat issues, perhaps, you might be able to argue that, but I really don't believe that's really the core root of the problem. We could take a good candidate and run them at this point, but I'm not so sure how effectively we're going to be able to run that train. And some of that's symptomatic of some of the problems that the Republican Party of Virginia has had over the last 4 years. But logistically, we need to figure out what it's going to take to win, whether that's embracing new media, as the Democrats have had, whether it's getting back on track in fundraising, whether it's finding the right leaders to carry our message. All of those things work into the logistics theme, and that really is what we really need to start being very serious about. Quit being so lazy, start being more aggressive, and start explaining to the voters of Virginia why we deserve public office.
We're talking with Sean Kenny. He's the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, if I hear you right, then it's not a the coalition should remain intact. So you would take issue then with Colin Powell when he said, you know, the Republican Party has moved too far to the right, and it's sold its soul to the social conservatives and the other parts of the coalition, the economic conservatives and the moderates and the hawks. They've sort of been pushed to the side as the social conservative issues have taken front and center for the party.
Actually, to be quite honest with you, I don't take exception with what Colin Powell had to say. I do take exception with it tactically. Obviously, I don't think we need to be jettisoning any part of the coalition. But the problem is that Colin Powell really should have no reason to say what he said. And we should never have given him a reason to feel put in the position to where he had to say something like that. And there was a time in the Republican Party where we didn't do that to each other, where folks of very different stripes, whether it was libertarians, conservatives, moderates, reformers, small government, limited government principles, pro-lifers, all existed under one tent and continued down the path of smaller government, entrepreneurship, focusing on individual rights and individual liberties. That's the Republican Party that most people know and appreciate and the grassroots want to go out and fight for. That Colin Powell felt necessary to sort of announce some of the infighting or some of the problems we have, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right on that regard. That his prescription is really the cure, I disagree. I think the cure is really getting back to first things and making sure that we have leaders that are willing to speak our principles without excluding others. And that's something that we've had a lot of difficulty in communicating over the last 4, 6, 8 years, perhaps. But it's something that we've done in the past. Reagan has been an excellent example. We have a very difficult time moving beyond Reagan because he was so good at communicating that message. But we've done it in the past. We just need to get back to first things and start presenting ourselves as a coalition, again, not to the exclusion of others, but bringing more folks in, bringing those Reagan Democrats back into the party with a message that resonates with multiple coalitions, not just a narrow few.
We're talking with Sean Kenny, former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, some folks are saying that Jeff Frederick, member of the Virginia House of Delegates and recently ousted John Hager as chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, is not the right guy for 2009. And so what are your thoughts on that? Do you think he can provide the leadership that's needed to bring those moderate Democrats back into the fold?
Well, it remains to be seen. And I believe that Chairman Frederick, at this point in time, understands how serious the concerns are. The State Central Committee it's not just a whisper. It's an active discussion right now. The Virginia blogosphere, at least on the right, has already voiced its concerns. There's already been a couple of moderately humorous videos that are floating around pinging Jeff Frederick. Jeff's got a lot of work to do. And obviously, you can't pin all of the problems that we had in 2008 on Jeff. But you can certainly ask to see a highlight reel, and you really don't see a whole lot out of RPV. And that's sad to say, and that's tough to say, because there are a lot of good things that could be happening in RPV. Jeff's got a lot of work to do, and he doesn't have a whole lot of time to do it. And so while those concerns are valid in the short term, we need to start really focusing on, what's it going to take, what kind of, to build that coalition all the way across moderates, libertarians, conservatives, and keep building on that message. Jeff Frederick alone will not be able to make that happen. It's going to take a lot of folks together. Whether Jeff's the guy to go ahead and do it in 2009, maybe we're expecting too much out of a lowly RPV chairman to make that happen. It's going to require all of us together, and it's going to include the Jeff Fredericks of the world as well. So I don't really know what to expect out of the advance. I don't know what State Central's options are or what they're going to do. But I expect a lively conversation. And hopefully, if it ends to the better, that's what we need. If it ends to the negative, we can expect a long 2009.
And for folks who don't know, we're talking with Sean Kenny. For folks who don't know, Sean, explain the advance. That's this weekend. It's usually at the Homestead, right?
It's usually at the Homestead, and it's a your garden variety retreat. The Democrats have theirs as well. But it's pretty much where the state Republican leaders, all the way from McDonnell and Bowling at the top, all the way down to unit chairs, good activists, folks that can afford to go to the Homestead, really sit down and just kind of plot strategy and figure out what went right, what went wrong, and how we do things better for the following
year.
Any
major decisions to come out of the weekend?
No major decisions have come out of the weekend. I expect a very quiet advance, by and large.
Hey, Sean, with the time we have left, got a couple of minutes. What do you think is going to happen on the Democratic side? You get Brian Moran, Cree Deeds, and it looks like Terry McAuliffe are going to be stepping forward for the nomination for governor to run against Bob McDonnell. What do you think is going to happen between those three?
They're going to beat each other to pieces. Already we're starting to see rumblings where Deeds and Moran have both come out and said, as recently as today, that in order to balance the spending crisis in Richmond, they're willing to raise taxes. And Terry McAuliffe, sounding much like a conservative in this regard, has turned around and said that raising taxes in an economic recession is suicide. It's foolish. Bob McDonnell pointed right back at the spending crisis and said that the solution needs to be we need to reduce spending, not raise taxes on working families. So here, within a three-way fight between Democrats just at the top of the ticket, that's a lot of money and a lot of resources that are going to refine exactly what they believe. And this is one of the consequences of leadership. It's one thing to say what you're against. That's certainly how the Democrats gained their majority. Now they have to lead. Now they have to govern. Now they have to explain how they're going to make these things happen for working families in Virginia. And when you have three different views at the very top of the ticket, plus a very fractured Virginia Senate, it makes for interesting times.
Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia, formerly a regular guest on this program. And if I have anything to do with it, he will be a regular guest again. and hopefully we can arrange that, Sean.
I appreciate that. More than happy to be on the show. Always a treat.
Thank you, Sean, so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.